here we go. And action.
John Bailey and crew are filming the arrival of a sedan at an elegant antebellum mansion back in 1939. It's the first scene on the first day of shooting The Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood, which chronicles the lives of four Southern women. Understandably, the crew is a bit nervous, but Bailey is a pillar of assurance, someone people turn to with their questions, someone they call Mr. Bailey and Sir. It's up to him to choreograph every single move the camera makes, to map out every interplay of shadow and light for the hundreds of scenes that will go into this film.
We'll find that tree trunk.
All right, sir.
Okay. And we'll see as Aunt Louise comes out, you can start to kind of come around on her a little bit.
Okay.
To ordinary observers passing by a movie set, all the preparation, the setting of the lights, the camera placement, and the rehearsal can look boring, like nothing's happening. But this is exactly when John Bailey gets his thrill. After all, Bailey was raised in America's movie heaven.
I grew up in Los Angeles, and so my everyday light that I reference most of my life was that harsh desert light.
Not everyone would immediately describe their hometown in terms of light, but Bailey has been fascinated with it since his teens. Even so, he initially thought he'd like to be a screenwriter, but that changed in 1971 when he saw a movie about a young Italian fascist called The Conformist. It was filmed by Vittorio Storaro, who used innovative side lighting and backlighting in ways Bailey had never seen.
And I sat there and I watched the film three times in a row, something I'd never done before. And when I left the theater that night, I realized I wanted to be a cinematographer.
At 58, Bailey belongs to the first generation of American cinematographers who actually went to film school. He learned how the harsh, aggressive light typical of classic American black and white films could create tension and underscore conflict.
I think hard light, you know, an undiffused light, truly sets a drama in sharp relief. It's kind of like an etching in art, where the edges are very strongly separated from the background space.
He also learned to work with the softer, more welcoming light typical of European filmmakers, which is also used a lot in romances and comedies.
It's not aggressive. It's inviting. It literally wraps itself around you. I mean, the softer it gets, the more it envelops. It's a lot more difficult to control, I mean, in terms of cutting it and creating shadows, because it wants to spread everywhere. So it's a more human kind of light.
Classic American cinematographers working half a century ago, Bailey says, tended to forge their own styles, relying mainly on their technical prowess and their instincts. By contrast, the Europeans have always been influenced by a centuries-old tradition of painting. Bailey says he tries to combine both schools in his work. In The Accidental Tourist, for instance, he references the American painter Edward Hopper and the German Egon Schiele. Hopper, he says, used not just a primary light source in his paintings, but two or three sources, reflecting where the light would bounce off a wall or a floor and subtly change color. And Schiele, he says, painted a lot of jagged, tormented self-portraits in which his face would be broken up almost in a cubist style. Bailey had these images in mind when he lit William Hurt's face.
Instead of having a single source on his face, I'll maybe have four or five coming at different angles. That has sort of the effect of being realistic because there's a dominant single source, but there are all these other sources that are sculpting the face and making it look kind of fragmented, which is exactly what was happening to him dramatically. So it's these kind of things, using light in this very expressive as opposed to naturalistic way that, you know, cinematographers search for a lot.
Cinematographers can work this kind of necromancy indoors where they have total influence over the light, but it's a different story outdoors where the natural light changes all the time and makes it hard to maintain continuity.
Yeah, I mean, cinematographers' relationship to light is always a bit ambivalent. There's love-hate. I mean, when we can control it and bend it to our will, of course, we love it, and there's a tremendous excitement in that, but a lot of times we're fighting it. We're fighting the loss of light, so it can be very frustrating at times.
And yet, it's exactly that uncertainty that keeps him inspired.
The ultimate unknowability of what we're doing. There's no end in sight. It's a constant discovery.
Here we go. Ready?
There's plenty of uncertainty on the first day of shooting The Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood. Bailey was hoping for a clear day with early morning sunlight dappling through the trees. He doesn't get it.
So you can see there's
a difference between the reality of what you have to deal with and the rhetoric of what you hope to deal with. We don't have any sun today.
So what do you do?
I go with the overcast.
The gray light means Bailey can't use the slower, fine-grained film he would have preferred for an outdoor shoot. Then one of the actors has a wardrobe problem, so the shoot is delayed. And one rubbernecking driver passing by the set has an accident and loses his entire front bumper. But finally, the first shot is completed. Moviegoers won't be able to see the oil leaking out of the ancient car or the battery pack powering the fountain on the lawn. All they'll see is the pristine image of a vintage sedan pulling up to a gracious mansion in a soft gray light, captured forever by a camera on a crane.
Good, excellent, guys.
Okay,
excellent.
Resetting. We like that one a lot. We want to match that exactly.
First print.
John Bailey hugs the director and kisses the camera operator. He has hundreds of shots to go, but the first one's in the can.
Cut, tail slating. Go put it right back to one. Back in. We cut.
For Studio 360, I'm Lita Hartman.